We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, think warm thoughts. Imagine Dragons will be at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in July. Hopefully we won't have snow by then, but we all saw snow on our drive into work today, and we still have a freeze warning until 9 this morning.
Yay!
32 mm-hmm. now downtown. But don't worry, it's going to turn around with a high of 63 tomorrow.
I ran into a friend not too long ago, and this is somebody I haven't seen in years and years and years. And
did you go to high school together?
No, she dated a friend of mine shortly after college.
Okay.
I've already said too much. Anyway, and all I knew, we were Facebook friends, and all I knew is that she had moved to England, right? But I hadn't seen her in years and years, and she grew up right around here, not far from here. And I see her, we make kind of the eye contact, and are we, and then she comes over to say hello, and full-blown British accent.
She says, hello.
Which kind of British accent is it? Is it Dick Van Dyke in Mary Poppins?
Yeah.
Or is it Gwyneth Paltrow
in Sliding Doors?
Yes.
Closer.
Did she say
it wasn't great and it was a little bit in and out, but you know.
Hello, Governor. Is that what she said to you when she saw you?
She kept calling me Governor. No, but it was sort of in and out, broken, like she was like, oh wait, but it was also some of the terms. It was like, oh, what are you doing in town? She's like, my father's fallen quite ill.
And no, I
was
like, no,
yes, I'm not kidding. And I was like, this is, she was very, very nice.
10 years is a long time to be in another country. Does it rub off on you like that?
Well, we judge Madonna for like her fake British accent, but maybe
he tries to be real proper.
Yeah.
With some people that happens and some people doesn't. I mean, Madonna was never really living over there. She would just go visit. I remember we had a teacher at school. It was one of the monks, and he had this accent, and we knew that he didn't grow up over there. He had this British accent, and you know, 15-year-old boys, we weren't buying it. We're like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, it's still wearing off. And we're like, no, that's not a thing that happens, man.
Oh, really? Oh,
yes.
So he maybe tried it. And then he couldn't get rid of it, like it was the lie.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
of course. Or just like people, I almost think it's like a choice. I don't know. I just think it's weird because I know people who have lived here for, say, 10, 15 years. Sean O'Brien, who's a friend, he grew up in Rochester, New York. And he's lived here for like 12 years. He still very much talks like he's from Rochester, New York.
He does.
There's no question. So I don't really understand. I get phrases. I get, you know, because I have friends who like went to school in the South and they come back and they say y'all. I get picking up phrases. Yeah. That makes sense to me. But a full blown accent, it seems.
Do you think anybody called her out on it?
I don't know.
That
you would think so. I mean, other people have got to be hearing this, like her family and stuff. And maybe that happens to some people, but most people, it doesn't. And that's a little strange.
Or what about if you run into someone that you haven't seen in a long time and you lie about something?
Oh, and then you got to hold together.
And then you don't realize you're going to see them again and again, and you have to carry on the lie. I bet there's someone who's had to like carry on a lie.
I just don't lie, Jen.
Here's a newsflash for you. Some people do.
Well, if you, I mean, we're getting calls now. So if you have a comment about this, or if you move somewhere and you were heavily affected by the accent, let's hear it.
Yeah, we want to hear it. Tell us where you're from and then do that. Yeah, see if
or
you can
trick us. Text us at 314-531-9898. You can also call us at that number, or from Illinois, 618-397-9898.
Portugal the man. I don't know. It was terrible. Courtney and company, we're talking about accents and lots of calls. Tim ran into someone who grew up here, and after living in England for 10 years, she has a British accent.
Yeah, I watch, I know, I don't want to brag, but I watch The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and there's a girl on the show, Dorit. And she's from like Connecticut, I think. And her husband's British. But she's not. And nor does she live there. She may have when they met. But she says, his name's PK. 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 And she goes in and out of this odd accent and it drives people crazy. Mm. But we have a bunch of people on the line about different accents that they've acquired. I could be wrong on these lines, but Melanie, I believe, is on this line. Hey, Melanie.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's your accent story?
Well, so my mom, my whole family is from New York and New Jersey. And so my mom was born and raised in Brooklyn, had the Brooklyn accent. We moved here when I was like 4 and I'm 27. So every now and then, you know, we'll go back to New Jersey and she can flip the switch and her accent is like full force back on. And I'm like, where did that come from? And then I see myself picking up things like water and hot dog and potty. So I'm like, I'm so sorry. And I feel like it's offensive, but I pick it up because I'm hearing it a lot.
I like the flavor of it.
Yeah.
I do too. I dated a girl who was from Georgia. We met in the Midwest and then lived on the East Coast. And when we'd go home to visit her family, she would just become, I'd be like, oh, it's so crazy how all your family talks. And she'd be like, oh, you think? Like she would totally go right
more
into it. It was crazy.
Right. Yes. Who she really is.
Yes.
She's hiding it. She's mm-hmm. like trying to control it.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for calling, Melanie.
No problem.
Sandy is on line 5, Kevin. Hey, Sandy.
Hi.
Hi. What's your accent story?
Well, I've lived here now for about 30 years, and I still get, oh, where are you from? Because
wait, talk a little more.
I get things like, oh, you're not from here. You're from somewhere else because I detect an accent. I don't hear it. I'm from Buffalo.
Mm. So it sounds like your mom a tiny bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, say, hi, it's Peggy.
Hi.
Say hi, it's Peggy. Google, hi, what's the weather?
Yeah, Buffalo is a lot like Rochester. Like, O's are actually A's.
I wouldn't know.
Hot dog. Hot dog.
Yeah, I don't hear it, but my friends are like still, yeah, you still have that accent. I don't know. I don't hear it.
No, I think that's good. I think that's natural. You're holding true to where you grew up. It's the place you grew up, even if you're born somewhere, the place you grew up. And I think it's totally normal to not let that accent seep in. So I am on your side.
All right. Well, cool. Thanks.
So be proud of it when people make fun of you. You're keeping it real.
Thank you, Sandy.
Love you guys.
Oh, thanks. Have a great day. I don't know. Chelsea, I believe, is on this line. I had to get them quickly. Hey, Chelsea.
Hi.
Hey, I was right.
Hey.
I'm just proud of the fact that you're Chelsea and you're on this line. What's your story?
So, I'm from Texas. I've lived in Texas for over 20 years. I was born and raised there. And we moved to Southern Illinois, about 2 years ago. And one of my best friends is from Birmingham in England.
Oh, yeah.
And she lived with me for 2 years. And I don't have the typical Southern accent, even though I'm from there. And a lot of people, when they hear me talk, they're like, well, where are you from? You don't sound like you're from the South. Well, I am. But I picked up on her accent, and I would say things that she would say, like, we don't call it a trash can, we call it a bin, or we don't call it a shopping cart, we call it a trolley. And it's something that I picked up on it, and I didn't realize I was doing it until I went and saw someone a couple years ago. When she was living with me, I went and visited my dad, who lived 6 hours away from me, and he hadn't seen me in about a year. He goes, you sound different. And I was like, sorry.
I'm more sophisticated. That's right. I'm living Birminghamshire, wherever it is.
Shire.
They always put a shire in
Birminghamshire, ham nodding.
Right.
Hamshire.
Hey, thank you, Chelsea, for calling. Kevin, any texts?
Yeah, a couple texts. Somebody's husband went to Tennessee for the weekend, came back with a full-blown accent.
Come on.
That's great.
And then these people moved here and have been in the area for about 15 to 10 years. Somebody from Sri Lanka has gone back home.
Sri Lanka?
No, this is Sri Lanka.
It's right next to Versailles.
Yes.
And
but when they go back to Sri Lanka, the Sri Lankans notice their American accent. And the same thing has happened to a guy who is from South Africa. He's totally lost his South African accent.
Oh, he has, and that's such a cool accent.
Yeah, it is.
Exactly.
Kevin, our director of cultural sensitivity.
Thank you for your text. You can always get a hold of us at 531-9898. That's our text line and the phone line.
All right, Lance Hildebrand, it's the heart of the rush hour. How is the commute?
Lack of sun.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company morning show with Kevin and Tim and Jen and Lance. And Tim brought up a story about a friend that he ran into that he hasn't seen in years. She moved to England, and when he saw her, she has a full-on British accent now. So we asked you to call in with your weird accent stories, and they're all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
From moving to the South to... you know, all over. Kevin, you got a bunch of texts.
Yeah, army brat, moved to Germany, lived there for a long time, came back, had a very thick German accent.
I want to move there so I can get good at some accents.
Yeah. But it took them 22 years to finally, you know, get back into a normal American accent.
And they yell things.
That's like, hi, how are you today?
It's like I tell my wife, my native language is very romantic and beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Remember that one thing we had? It was, how do you say words in different languages? And it was like all similar until you got to German.
Right.
It's like, I love you.
I don't know.
It always helps if you yell it.
I know. That's what they do in the entire thing.
And then, you know, naturally our accent, the South St. Louis accent. Didn't know she had that. Her husband lived in Colorado. Brought her over there, and then they talked about form and farm. She thought it was the same word because the way she said it.
Oh.
Are you saying form or are you saying farm?
Oh, it's like my mom.
It's like farty far.
Remember the story about my mom? She has a heavy St. Louis accent on certain words. And my sister was looking for a photographer to take my niece Charlie's first Christmas picture.
Yeah.
And she kept telling her, you need to call that Garden Smith. He's the best. He used to be with Cedar Leaf, and now I don't know where he went, but his name is Garden. So my sister called all these photography places looking for Garden Smith. His name is Gordon. But she's like, how many places are they're like, Garden? Who's got a name? Garden? Well, let's go to Carrie on the phones. Hey, Carrie, what's your story?
Yeah, my neighbor, she's a twin, and her twin sister went to New Zealand, and she moved there with her family, and they lived there. She was actually in the Olympics for New Zealand for soccer.
Wow.
And whenever she comes to visit, it's like looking at my neighbor with a different voice. They're identical twins.
Does the twin say anything to her? Like, what is that accent about?
No. I mean, I guess she just feels like, you know, she's lived there long enough. Her husband really has it, and their kids have it, too. It's crazy.
Well, now the kids I get.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Don't blame the kids. It's not their fault.
No. But it's so weird being twins, you know, like my neighbor looks exactly like her.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
And then I hear her accent and I'm like, you have to feel like that's weird to hear your sister talk like that.
And is the husband from the U.S.?
You know, I think he might be from New Zealand.
Oh, okay. So he says, rise up lights.
he's got a pretty big accent.
Yeah. Thanks, Carrie. Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Melissa's next in. Hey, Melissa, tell us your story.
So my family's from Virginia, and my sister decided to go to school in Arkansas for grad school. And one day, she'd only been there for about a month or so, and I called and left her a voicemail, and in her voicemail, she replies with that, hey, this is Shaley. I'm here in Arkansas. And it's just like, you are faking.
Totally. It's a little too soon.
That's not how we sound in Virginia, and you've only been there a couple of weeks.
That is way over the top. Now, she went to grad school. When she came back, did she still talk like that?
No, she gave it up right away. I was just like, come on, girl. This isn't, no.
All right, thanks, Melissa. Bye, y'all. Chris is on the phone. Hey, Chris, tell us your story.
Hi, so I work with a gentleman from Great Britain, and we all hear the accent, but he gets totally razzed when he goes to talk with his family back home because He sounds quite different to them.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. See? Like what? Like what words does he say that they pick up on?
Farty far.
You know, I'm not really even sure. He told me, and I do not remember, but there were several words, and they just totally razzed him up and down. And he says when he goes back home, it obviously gets back thicker, much thicker when he comes back to the U.S. But he does do that, and I think it's a lot of empathy. I'm a very empathetic person, so I kind of pick up people's accents, like when I live down south. So I think it's. I think you're just trying to fit in with people.
I've noticed you've gotten raspier just since talking to Courtney.
This is KYKY-FM and HD1 St. Louis. Listen to Y98 on your smartphone by downloading the radio.com app now at the iTunes and Google Play stores.
Sheeran on Y98. We have a brand new segment on the show. Brand new. We used to do it, but we had a different name and we didn't do it all the time. So I let Tim bring it back.
That's right. I did it every day over on the Tim Convy program. And now we're going to do it here. It is called Bonafide or Bogus. And here's
Bonafide
the deal.
Bonafide or Bogus.
Thank you, Kevin.
Wait, play it again.
Bonafide or Bogus.
It says Bonafide.
That's not the
Bonafide
name.
Or Bogus?
It's not the name. It's not what we talked about.
We need to get that recut.
Bonafide. We can do it. Bonafide or Bogus. And here's the deal. Fake news is a real problem. You get on Facebook, you get online, all your idiot friends are sharing all kinds of news stories, headlines, stuff like that. You don't know what's real and what's not. You probably don't have time to read them all. Because sometimes you'll see something and you'll be like, oh, people need to know about this.
Duped by it before. I think Hugh Hefner dying.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Courtney, he died.
I know, but it was premature.
That. That one was bona fide. Because that happens. You know what I mean? And there are websites that'll put stories out there just for that purpose.
Yes.
So we're going to help you sift through it so that you guys don't have to waste time doing it. So I'm going to read you guys some headlines. You're going to guess whether they're bona fide or bogus.
Right after we hear the headline.
I think that's how we should do it. Yes.
Okay.
I'll give you some details on a few of them. Here's one. New study declares fluoride is a neurotoxin. This is all over Facebook right now.
I've always heard bad things about fluoride.
Yeah, I just read some bad stuff about it last week.
I can't think it's that, though. I'm going to say that's bogus.
I'm going to say bonafide.
Yeah, me too. You said bonafide.
Bonafide.
Lance?
True.
It is bogus. Here's the deal. There's been studies that have been coming out for a little bit, or fake studies, I should say, but now it's sort of reached a fever pitch right now. They're all over the place. But you can tell on a lot of these things by these websites. So it's on websites like althealthworks.com, energytherapy.biz, or organicandhealthy.org. Like, go to the website and see if they look legit or not. This thing is basically not legit because a neurotoxin would put it in the same category as lead, arsenic, and mercury. And the fact is, it's more about the dose than the actual thing. There's all sorts of things in our food.
Isn't it in our water, too?
Yeah, fluoride, toothpaste, water, absolutely. And as long as it's in a small enough dose, it's not a big deal. And there are plenty of things that if you have too much of it, it'll kill you. So, altogether, bogus.
Okay.
All right.
Bogus!
Thanks.
Next one. Chili's, your friendly neighborhood Chili's, is testing a 1,700 calorie cheeseburger that has 5 different meats. And I'll give you a few more details. The story says half pound beef patty topped with bacon, jalapeno cheddar, smoked sausage, rib meat, and smoked brisket.
That sounds real.
It's real for sure.
That's a lot of calories.
Well, they don't. Nobody cares.
Bonafide.
All right, I'll say bogus.
Bonafide.
It is bonafide. It is a real thing. It is going on at Chili's. It is called the Boss Burger, and it has 5 different types of meat just piled on each other. There's a picture of this thing. It looks insane. They're only selling it a few locations, and they're not saying where. So you got to call around and see if you can find one.
I don't even like bacon on a burger. I think those two meats don't go together. I just don't.
Usually the bacon on top of a burger is not crispy enough for me.
No, it's never crispy. Fatty.
So smoked brisket also doesn't do anything for you?
Mm-mm.
And all that cheese. 1,700 calories.
It's probably good.
It's crazy. Here's another one. This is going on like crazy. It's all over Facebook. We've, I think, even hit on it last week. The headline is, Pope Francis requests Roman Catholic priests be given the right to get married.
I think that's bona fide.
Wait, read it. He requests?
Yeah, because I don't think he can just make the decision.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's bona fide.
I'm going to say it's bogus.
I'm going to say bogus.
Kevin?
What is it?
Oh, you said bona fide, right?
Bogus!
It's bogus.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit halvesies here. Here's the deal. And like I said, this thing is everywhere. And people are just saying, oh, yeah, he wants priests to be able to get married.
I think it's because we want that. As you know, we think it'd be good for the Catholic Church if you had leaders of your church being able to get married.
Right.
So people are like sharing it like crazy.
Yes.
Here's what actually happened. He called for a debate about the possibility of allowing some already married older men to be ordained as priests in limited circumstances. Because in Brazil, they're having all kinds of trouble getting enough priests around. Mm-hmm. So it is on the agenda for an upcoming church council down in Brazil. They're trying to figure it out. And he said, yeah, I think maybe we should take a look that in some circumstances, yada, 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 yada. He did not come out and say, all right, let's get
I like that he said yada, yada.
Right. Yeah. Well, he's a hip priest.
Right.
You know?
He's right. Like, be a bouncer, right?
Yeah, right.
Anything
in there about women being priests? What? Still no?
Yeah,
okay.
Crickets.
All right. Never mind.
If you've ever heard him preach too, he's like, and then Jesus, you know, rose after 3 days, yada, yada, yada. Bonafide or bogus?
I like it.
That was fun.
It was.
All right. The news is brought to you by the exceptional doctors and nurses of SSM Health Medical Group, where better healthcare comes from knowing you better. Freeze warning, still in effect. 48 the high today, and Lance Hildebrand ahead of news with a look at traffic.
Northbound 94 near Freedon's.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company morning show. I don't understand people. There is this company, I don't even know where it is. I don't think it's around here. I think it's overseas somewhere. And it's called the Naturist Cleaners. Do you know what that is?
Like they don't use harsh chemicals or something?
No.
They clean your outside?
Nope.
In nature? Your patio?
Nope.
Are they nude?
They're nude.
Really?
Yes. And so here's the thing. The trend for their cleaning people, which are both men and women, they're totally naked. But the most requested kind of person is...
like body type?
Yes. Experienced age... and fuller figure.
For women?
Yes. That's the most popular. They have 300 nude cleaners.
They employ 300 people?
300 people. Because they cater to all different tastes.
How sad would it be to show up at the office like, any work for me today? Nope.
No.
All right. I guess I'll go back home.
Put my clothes on.
They said that it's not all men that request. They do have some male cleaners too.
But it's mostly men.
Yes, yes, yes. They have a strict no touching policy.
I'd hope so.
When you have a person coming in and clean your house, the nice thing is you're not there.
Right.
And you get home and you have this clean house. So this person's just watching you do all... I mean, when are you going to get to the bathtub? I'm really waiting on that.
I feel like I'd be watching them to make sure they don't sit their naked butt down on anything and make it more dirty in my house.
And there's a reason they want you there. It's like... You know what I mean?
I wonder if some people do it when they're not there. They just like the idea that there's a naked person...
cleaning
at their house while they're at work.
Or maybe they have like security cameras.
Oh, yeah.
So they watch you later. Right?
It's just an excuse, I think, for someone to have someone come over and be naked. You know, it's like a lot of those restaurants. It's just an excuse to not be at a strip club.
Right. You're right. Right. This is classier.
Yeah. Yeah.
They started. Melinda's a great cleaner. I've never found anybody, but whether she's wearing clothes or not is not important.
And they definitely don't do windows. That is one. Or the neighbor gets a.
Yeah.
The neighbor didn't pay anything. Bob Harding, one of the clients, said, "Today I had a clothes-free cleaner. She arrived on time and got straight on with it. She was nice, friendly lady, and she did a perfect cleaning job."
She got straight on with it. Like, yeah, she's naked cleaning your house. She's going to get in and out of there as fast as she can.
Oh, it's so bizarre.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bob Harding, for your full name, because now you're next door neighbors. You've given them something to talk about. They're all talking about you. Entertainment Schmig is coming up in just a minute. Celebrity Baby Alert. We'll talk a little Coachella and number one at the box office. Oh, and the hotel that is so highly anticipated that the first 6 months sold out in 30 minutes. And when you can get a room. Never. It's coming up in the next 6 minutes on Y98.
And Schmig.
Big news, Jenna Fischer in town. She's promoting her book, and The Actor's Life, a survival guide. John Hamm writes the introduction to the book. And some big news at Y98.com. You can see a picture of John Stamos' new baby, Billy. He posted a picture of just Billy's finger wrapped around his finger. It's really cute. Aww. And celebrity split, John Cena and Nikki Bella got engaged right in the middle of the ring at WrestleMania 33. And I know you say, when that happens, what could go wrong?
Yeah, most of those last WrestleMania proposals.
Yep.
Yeah, Stephanie and Triple H.
Well, good for you.
I don't know if they really got engaged at WrestleMania or not, but they're wrestling people, right?
Yes,
they're married.
That's right.
Okay.
SNL this weekend, John Mulaney was the host, and Ben Stiller and Robert De Niro popped up. They did a little, Ben was President Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, and Robert De Niro showed up as special counsel Robert Mueller. And then gave Ben Stiller a lie detector test, like Meet the Parents. It was very funny. Rampage, number one at the box office this weekend, $34.5 million. Quiet Place, about $2 million behind that for second place. Pioneer Woman, we love her. We bake her cinnamon rolls and eat her salsa. And I mean, everything she does.
I'm not
is
familiar.
Good.
It's a food brand or something.
She started out writing a blog and I loved every single recipe she made. And then she got her own show on the Food Network.
Okay.
She's like a big city girl who married a cowboy and lives on the farm in Oklahoma. And that's how she talks, even though she didn't grow up there. Sorry, that was like a callback to a thing about accents we did earlier. Please don't think I'm like ragging on the Pioneer Woman.
Yeah, we love the Pioneer Woman.
But she renovated this whole like old warehouse into a hotel. It's called The Boarding Room. And over the weekend, rooms open for reservations. They sold out the first 6 months in 30 minutes.
Wow.
And now I've been following it on Instagram, by the way, and all the rooms are they're gorgeous. Now on the reservation page, rooms are full until at least December. And even then, like you get into 2019 and you can maybe find like one night here, one night there.
And where is it again?
It's in Oklahoma.
Okay.
And there are only 8 rooms.
So people are going there just to stay at this hotel.
Oh, yeah. And she has this whole new like mercantile thing where you can like buy stuff and eat like all of her delicious foods. Yeah. But by the way, this hotel, $149 to $279 a night.
I like that.
But there are only 8 rooms, which is also maybe why it sold out so quickly.
Yeah. Sounds like more of a B&B.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit. And each room has a theme. Kind of like the Cheshire Inn.
Exactly.
Just go to the Cheshire Inn. Put a couple truffles on your pillow. It's the same thing. Star Wars. Spoiler alert if you haven't seen The Last Jedi already, but Yoda made a cameo, and there's a rumor that he'll appear in the next Star Wars, Episode 9, and have a scene with Rey.
I'm in.
Yeah, I can see it. Makes total sense. I could see Luke doing the same thing.
Yes, yeah, spoiler alert.
Now I don't have to see The Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, right. Spoiler for me. Right. Let's talk about Coachella. Beyonce, she delivered over the weekend headlining. She thanked everyone for allowing her to be the first black woman to headline Coachella. Jay-Z came out, but Destiny's Child reunited for three songs, and it was amazing. They all looked amazing. Michelle Williams, always still my favorite.
Really?
Destiny's Child. Yep. I don't know. I think she looks great.
How much does she get paid for that? Because I saw Cardi B and what she got paid, and it sounds like she spent more
than what she got paid.
She spent money out of her own pocket, and she actually hired some of Beyonce's fired dancers. Like, I don't know, at the last minute, Beyonce cut like 20 dancers loose. They just couldn't cut it. So she cut them, and Cardi B like hired some of them, but she was paying for her whole set thing out of her pocket. Originally it was like $300,000 to put on this show, but then they say it was probably closer to $450,000.
Right.
And what did they get paid?
That's what I'm curious. What is the amount?
I don't know.
Is it more because you're getting tons of press?
Maybe.
Is it?
It's it's at least $1 million.
It is?
Yeah.
Even for Cardi B?
I don't know. I would think maybe. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm going to look it up. You go ahead.
Also at Coachella, Justin Bieber met up with the yodeling Walmart kid, and Rebecca Black was there.
Oh, man.
Oh, she is?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, I fell down a black hole.
Oh, really?
I fell down the Instagram rabbit hole. Like, what's Rebecca Black been up to? Also, this wasn't at Coachella, but Adele watched Beyonce's Coachella performance online and posted three videos dancing along. It was like mood number one, mood number two, mood number three, she has a trumpet.
I know, she's so cute.
It was pretty amazing. And Samuel L. Jackson, Tim, you're not the only one with t-shirt problems. He apparently owns several Samuel L. Jackson t-shirts.
That's awesome.
And someone put pictures of him wearing them up on Instagram.
See, I don't have nearly enough Tim Convy t-shirts.
Do you have one?
No.
A pillowcase.
I got a pillowcase, and I got some, you know, like Ludo stuff. But I don't think I have anything that actually says my name.
Yeah, you need to work on that.
Well, who does, really? I do forget sometimes and wear my Phillips & Company bobblehead shirt out with my face on it. Like,
I threw it in the trash can. It makes me uncomfortable.
Wow. Oh, really? I like the t-shirt itself.
Right.
And I'm always like, oh, I forgot. It looks like I'm... Hi, that's me.
Yeah, right.
It is a cartoon character.
I know. All right, celebrity birthdays. And the biggest one of all, Jackson, don't call me Slade Berghoff, turns
seven
today.
Little mini.
Happy birthday.
Mini Jackson.
Did Kevin get it right?
Yeah, he got it right. Oh, okay. Seven. He's
nailed
seven.
It. Just checking.
Yeah. By the way, you don't know this, but when Sarah was pregnant with Jackson, one of the names they threw around was Slade.
Well, Kevin threw it around.
Hey, nothing wrong with Slade.
Ain't nothing wrong with Slade.
Nothing wrong with Slade.
So Jackson shares a birthday with Chance the Rapper.
Oh, he's young, isn't he?
32.
29.
27.
I'm going to say 26 because I think he's even younger than that.
25.
Wow.
That's his closest.
Whoa. Good for him.
Okay. Good for you.
He's killing it. He's only 25. It's great.
Yeah. Peter Billingsley, also known as Ralphie from A Christmas Story.
I'm going to say he's 50.
47.
47.
Oh, man. Nice.
Huge Peter Billingsley fan, guys. It's almost not fair.
And she was fantastic as Queen Elizabeth in The Crown, Claire Foy.
I don't know.
Could she be as young as 29?
31.
32.
Wait.
31.
31, 32, 30.
I said 33.
Oh, I said 2.
32, 33.
Mm-hmm.
She's 34.
Courtney's
closest. I'll give you one more.
Yeah, please.
Since he was just announced on Dancing with the Stars this season, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Mm. Ooh.
Wow.
Go ahead, Lance.
67.
70.
71.
71.
Wow. Yay.
There you go. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com. Lance Hildebrand with a final look at traffic.
Sponsored by Walgreens. Still kind of slow northbound on 94.
Y98 with last year's Coachella headliner, Lady Gaga. The most stereotypical jobs in all 50 states. There's a map out that shows
like what more people in that state do than anywhere else.
Yeah, like New York State, fashion designers. Stereotypically, okay. New York. That makes sense. Missouri and Illinois.
It's bad. Is it bad?
It's lame.
Is it bad? Just tell us, Jen. We can take it.
It also has the average salary, too, for these jobs. So, Illinois, production workers. Okay.
What is that?
$30,000.
Production?
production of what?
What are they producing?
Yeah, we don't know.
Right. Pretty general. And then Missouri. Locker room, coat room, and dressing room attendants.
What?
There are too many, I will say, the bathroom thing. I don't love the bathroom. Is that what it is, too? Yeah, the bathroom attendant?
Yeah.
I don't either, but are there so many that
come up on this?
It's apparently
insane.
Missouri's stereotypical job. Like, you want to work in a coat room? Go move to Missouri. $19,000 a year.
That's not terrible money.
But you spend a lot of that on mints for the bathroom.
And the hair product.
Yeah, exactly.
And a new survey. I don't want to get you down. I know it's a Monday and you're back at work and, you know, missing the weekend. But a new survey says more Americans expect to work past the age of 70. More than 1 in 3 say they'll have to work past the age of 70.
Is that more? Oh, so this year when they polled them, more people said it. Than said it last time they were polled.
Well, 2 years ago, it's up 30% from 2 years ago. But about 37% of people say they'll work past age 70.
Because they have to or they want to? Because I feel like people are living longer.
Because they have to. Mm. Yeah.
Ugh. That sounds bad.
Yeah, I know. And then there's another survey about which professions smoke the most pot. Food services, and I think people who've realized they're going to have to work past 70. The other one.
Monday. Yes, it's Monday. Millennial Monday.
All right, so it's a Millennial Monday. We have lots of millennials that work here in the building.
This place is lousy with millennials.
I think they're outnumbered. The old people like myself. So we can switch it up every week. And today we have Jackie and Patty in. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Morning.
Are they on?
Yeah, they're on.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Patty, how old are you?
25.
Jackie?
27.
And Paige is in the background. Paige, come up to the microphone real quick. I want you to tell us about this new exclusive dating. Is it a site or an app?
It's an app.
Okay.
It's called The League.
The League.
And it's previously been, it started off in bigger cities, so like Chicago. I have some friends in Chicago that have been on it.
Yeah.
It's a pretty extensive approval process. They check your Facebook and your LinkedIn, make sure that you have a solid career. And so I'm about 3,000 people deep in the waiting list.
Really?
Because it's for elite singles, correct?
What is an elite single?
They just picked, like, from the whole pool of applicants, they picked 500 people to be, like, the inaugural class. And then I think as they, like, couple off and drop out, then they select new people to join.
It's like hot people who make a lot of money.
Yes,
I guess.
That's the idea. So basically medical sales.
Right.
Boo.
So if you're in medical sales, you are already approved. All right. So did you want us to, like, call somebody and get you in faster?
Do you know a guy?
I don't, but I'm sure that we have some kind of poll. We're talking about it on the radio.
I got a friend at the League.
There's a concierge that will message you and give you tips on how to increase your ranking up on the waiting list.
Whoa.
Okay, well, I'm curious. We're gonna work on this together.
Okay.
All right. And Patty and Jackie, are you both involved? Are you in relationships?
No.
Patty, no.
I am, yes.
How long?
Over 10 years.
Okay, over 10 years. That's good, because the first thing I want to talk to you about is the new honeymoon trend. Have you heard about it?
No.
I love it. I think it's a great idea. Instead of one long honeymoon, people now getting married are doing many moons, where they're shorter trips, but they go visit different places, like a long weekend here, a long weekend here, a long weekend here. Do you like that idea?
I do like that, but I don't know if I could afford that.
Yeah, they're talking about people that have 2-week honeymoons, okay? Instead, they break it up so they can see different places and they're not spending that huge chunk in only seeing one place.
Yeah, but then you're not getting the full honeymoon experience, which is a long trip.
I like it. I like it.
Patty?
I'm about over people after like 3 days solid with them.
This is the person you're getting married to, Patty.
Which is why I have a job, to like...
All right. Okay, so Patty likes it. Jackie, not so much.
I like it too.
Okay. All right. Now, these are the top, according to millennials, the top signs you're adulting. Are you ready?
Should we keep score? I'll keep score for both of you.
All right.
I have a feeling the millennials are going to score higher on this than me.
No. I'll keep score for all three of you.
Adulting.
There we go.
Being on time for work, Tim.
Not great.
You guys...
We're on time.
Okay.
Yes.
Moving out of your parents' house. Do you live with your parents or are you on your own?
I have an apartment. I just bought a house.
I'm
giving you two check marks for that.
She's older.
She's still young to own her house. To own a house. Smart move. Cooking your own meals. Do you cook for yourself?
Yes. Yes, I cook every night.
Every night?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not every night for me.
Filing your taxes. Is that, are you done with that?
Yes, I did it myself.
You did it yourself?
Online.
Hey, good job.
Yes, I did. I have a tax guy.
Oh,
she has a tax guy. I'm going to give her two for that.
Yeah, she does, because it took me a lot of years.
Do you have a tax guy?
I do. We'll be filing an extension this year.
See, I was going to give you two check marks, but now I don't think I should give you any.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
How long have you been paying for your car on your own?
I bought my car when I was a junior in high school. I bought my first car as well. So this is my second car, and it's almost paid off.
Very responsible millennials in here.
Forever. I don't know how to answer that. What? I've owned a car as long as I've had it. I didn't have one when I lived in New York, and then I got one.
I think most people that live in an area like St. Louis buy their own car in their early
20s. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, as opposed to like your parents buying a car? Yeah, no, I haven't had that.
Okay, and having a steady job. We don't really know. We have to talk to your supervisors. No, but you guys have both had steady jobs for a lot of years.
Yes.
Patty's...
Well, I had like 4 jobs for the past 2 years until like a month and a half ago.
Now you're full-time
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
So you did such a great job that now you're here.
Right, and Tim's still on a trial
basis.
Yeah,
I'm on a 5-week audition, so you guys are beating me.
Monday. Yes, it's Monday.
Thank you to Jackie.
Monday.
Y98 wants to send you to L.A. for a private performance.
He's been Christopher Walken.
I know.
Neil Diamond.
Today.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. And his bad impressions make a good impression on you. Ask Kevin. Come on, ask Kevin.
That's me.
All right, Kevin, it's been a while since we've done an Ask Kevin.
I know.
But somebody actually wrote in and requested your advice.
All right, it's good. It's good. I checked my horoscope. I should be good today.
All right, and also, we haven't mentioned it in a while, but the whole show, part of the show, has pajamas on today because today is...
National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day.
Yes.
Courtney did not participate.
I did not. I don't like being told what to do.
Either she didn't participate or she sleeps in that orange knit sweater.
Listen, I don't have pajamas. I just don't. I'm not a pajama buyer.
Got it.
I just sleep.
I realized I have a lot of them.
The one you have on is very cute.
I have a nice silk robe.
Nice. Jen's got slippers too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those slippers are something. Let me see the bottom of those.
Impressive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, those are.
When it comes to sleep, I'm not messing around.
No. And did you? You don't have your headgear on, though. All right. So, Kevin, I don't have a name for this person because they wanted to remain anonymous. Okay. So, Ann wrote in.
Got it.
My boyfriend does not want to move in together yet. We have been together for 3+ years. It's hardly too soon. He does not know when he will want to. T-O-O.
Don't judge. She's already going through a lot for advice.
Right.
I feel like we are ready to take that next step. We both turned 29. It's not like we are kids anymore. He's not religious, so he can't use that excuse. Will he ever change his mind, or will I just be waiting around for him? Maybe we shouldn't really be dating. Maybe he doesn't truly love me and wants to have his escape pod ready to go just in case we break up.
Yeah.
I really don't know what to do. That's Anne, anonymous. Anne,
let me give you an answer worthy of this robe, like I'm a old judge from the southern states, you know? They hold their vest like this. I say.
I feel like you're stalling.
An old judge who wears a silk Superman robe.
Oh, it could happen.
So what do you think?
As a guy.
What do I think? Gosh. Okay, on one hand, I can see where he's coming from. You enjoy the comfort of your mother's basement. You know where things are. You don't want to put your stuff in another place and then have to remove your stuff if it doesn't work out. On the other hand...
Yeah, that's such a hassle.
On the other hand, what are you stalling for? This is your test moment. You're not married yet. You get together now. Now you realize, hey, if this works, we've already got a place. We're together. Boom. On the other hand,
tell her what you think she should do.
Yes, yeah, what should she do? Should she cut him loose? He doesn't sound like he's wanting to make the next step, which in her mind is moving in together.
What happened when Sarah asked you to move in with her?
Well, I can't believe I got asked. So that was like a moment. Boom. I was, you know.
You're big on the booms.
Gosh, you know what? When Sarah asked me to move in, I said yes. Because I couldn't believe she asked me to move. And I was very happy. Plus, my mom was coming back home and she wanted me out of the basement. But that's my story. I think their story deserves a better answer.
Yeah, you don't have it.
He doesn't really give an answer.
You didn't live up to that rope.
He just likes to be asked. Why we keep doing this segment is anybody's guess. Ask Kevin.
No.
Should you really ask Kevin?
The music you hear on... T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.